The bell master today is Sister Lin Nghiêm. Lin means spirituality.
今天的 智宗师是灵严法师, 灵就是灵性的灵。
She's a Dharma teacher and coming from Thailand.
这位灵严法师他是梅村的 是可以说法的弘法的老师, 他是来自泰国。
She is helping to build a Plum Village in International in Thailand.
林彦法师他现在正在泰国, 他正在 建设一个就是梅村在法国的国际性的道场。
And there are about 200 monastics.
那边现在大约有200位僧众。
Practicing in that center now.
在那个道场现在他们在修行有200位。
Most of the monastics here, although they are young, but most of them are Dharma teachers.
这次他们来的这些法师们虽然看起来都年轻,但是他们都已经是可以弘法的弘法师了。
Yeah, it takes about 6 years or more to train a Dharma teacher.
要成为一个佛法老师,大概要6年或者更多的学习的时间。
In Plum Village, we train monastic Dharma teachers, and we also train lay Dharma teachers.
在梅村呢,我们培养出家众的弘法师,也有在家众的弘法师。
And today I want to introduce to you some of our Dharma teachers.
所以今天我想跟各位介绍我们的一些 佛法老师。
Warren Fabyung, please come and help me.
法荣师来帮我。
I'd like to, Fabyung, do you have a microphone? First of all, there is Brother Fablin, who is a mathematician, and who is also a musician.
第一位是法林法师，他是他应该是学数学的，他同时也是一个音乐家。He
came from England and. He is in the Wake Up Movement, taking care of young people.
他是英国来的，他正在帮助推动 Wake Up 觉醒的 运动，这是给年轻人的禅修。
Okay, Fab Yung, say something more about Fab Lin. Lin means spirituality.
林跟刚刚那位 林严师是一样的，法林法师。
Dear Thai, dear Venerables, dear Sangha, my brother Fab Lin is, I met him when he was still a lay person. And he came to the monastery with his girlfriend.
各位大家好,这位我的师兄弟法林法师呢, 我第一次遇见他在美村他来美村修行的时候他还是在家跟他女朋友一起
And they stayed too long at the Plum Village
他们在美村呢一起很久的时间
They were staying there to learn about themselves before they get married
那他们在美村呢他们一起修行了很久一段时间 那还没有 就是一直在修,然后还没结婚,然后呢?
They bought a house next to Plum Village so they can live there, and they bought furniture and everything.
他们呢,就在梅村旁边呢,就买了一个屋子,还买了家具,都准备好了,然后就常常到梅村来共修。
But both of them fell in love with Plum Village and with Thai and the Sangha.
但是他们两个人呢，都本来是他们两个在谈恋爱，结果他们都爱上了一行禅师，爱上了梅村的修行。
So luckily they did not have to get a divorce because they were not married yet.
所以呢，那还好他们还没结婚，所以也就不用离婚了。
So they married the Buddha and the Sangha.
所以他们就跟僧团跟佛法结为连理。
And Brother Phup Linh lives with us in the monk's monastery.
那法林法师他就跟南众比丘、南众法师们住在一起。
And Sister Hing Yu, she lives in the nunnery.
那他的先前他的女朋友是已经成为另外一位法师，又住在另外一个道场。
And they're doing an experiment for us to how to live together and grow their love for each other. But they open up to make the love bigger.
那他们是在为我们好像做一个示范，做一个实验一样，怎么样爱能够爱得更宽广。
For me, I'm always grateful when I see them because they are practicing and doing that for us to show that it is possible to love each other but not make us suffer because we want to possess someone.
那我很感谢看到他们这样子的修行，就是他们表现出来一种可能性，就是我们可以彼此相爱，但是不需要去占有对方。
His girlfriend has become a sister dedication, Hingyam, and she's now a bhikshuni.
那他的女朋友现在也是出家了，也是一位比丘尼。
Before that, she worked in the BBC television.
在那之前呢，那位女孩子她是一位记者，在英国 BBC 电台工作。
And recently, seven monastics, young monastics, went to England and to talk to speak to students in many universities. About practicing the Dharma.
最近呢，我们有七位法师到英国去，到大学里面去跟年轻人一起分享佛法。And
Sister Dedication was allowed to go in that group and also.
那那位法师就是法林法师的从前的女朋友，她也加入他们，就是那七个人的代表团。And
if you want to. Know more about our Wake Up program for young people. You would like to talk to him and other brothers and sisters.
如果各位想要知道关于这个 Wake Up 这个年轻人的觉醒运动，是关于禅修的这些事情的话，可以去请教他或者我们其他的法师们。I'd
like to introduce to you a brother, young brother, Phap De.
再介绍一位年轻的法师，叫做
Thank you, Phup Linh.
年轻的法师，他叫法蒂法师，那个蒂就是兄弟的蒂。He
he does not look like a young brother, but his name is a true young brother.
他也许看表面上看起来不是那么年轻，但是他真的是一位很年轻的法师。
Please, Phap Yung, come and help.
法王法师不要跑，来帮我。And
he had been a Catholic priest before he became a Buddhist monk.
那这位法蒂法师呢？他出家前是一位天主教的神职人员。He
was a father. We call they call the Catholic priest father, and now he is a younger brother.
那在天主教呢，叫 father 叫神父，就是爸爸。那但是他现在变成弟弟了。He
still love Jesus Christ deeply.
他还是深深的爱着耶稣基督。And
if you want to know his vision about. Being a Buddhist and a Christian at the same time, you might like to talk to him.
如果你们想要知道怎么样同时又能够爱耶稣基督，做一个基督徒，同时又能够修行佛法的话，你们可以去问他。Brother Fabian, please
say something more. Say something more.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. It's a privilege to be here with you.
各位亲爱的法师，我很荣幸可以在这里。
About 35 years ago, I stopped working as a Catholic priest.Because I had too much disagreement with the church.
35年前我就从教会辞去了职务，因为我有很多地方我不同意教会的做法。
At that time, though, Buddhism did not even show up on my radar screen.
那但是在那个时候呢，在我的那个雷达搜索系统里面，我还没有找到佛教。
It took another 20-25 years for me to discover Buddhism.
又花了我20到25年那么长的时间，我才找到佛法。
And in that discovery, I found what I was looking for, but missing back in the priesthood.
那在那个发现中呢，我找到了我以前在基督教的修行里面，我渴望的，但是我没有发现的。
The Buddha has given me, and Thay has given me, the method, the practice.
佛法，佛陀跟一行禅师呢，教给我了修行的方法。
That gives me a chance to be able to live up to the ideals of Jesus.
佛陀跟一行禅师他们教给我的方法，这个方法让我能活出耶稣基督的理想。
That's the great gift of the Buddha to us Christians.
这是佛陀能够给予我们基督徒一个最宝贵的礼物。
I think I want to compete with Brother Fab Lin.
我想我要跟刚刚那位法林法师竞争一下。
He's still very young.
你们看他还很年轻。
In 1997, I had a new fiancé.
1997年的时候，我曾经有一个新的未婚妻。
And she was Dutch.
她是荷兰人。
We went to Holland to celebrate our engagement to marry.
我们到荷兰呢去庆祝我们的订婚纪念。
And while we were in Holland, she persuaded me.To go down to Plum Village to hear Thay.
那在那个订婚的庆祝会上呢，我的未婚妻她说服我去梅村跟一行禅师修行。
It was a wonderful week-long experience that seems like yesterday.
那个一个礼拜那个美好的经验呢，那个我的记忆还鲜明到就好像昨天一样。
That's enough story. I'm happy to be here with you. Thank you.
不，这又是另外一个故事。我很高兴跟各位在一起。
Thank you, Brother Fabde. Tomorrow I will introduce a few more brothers and sisters.
那今天就到此为止。明天会跟各位介绍更多我们的法师。
it, exercise on mindful breathing is to take care of a painful feeling, to take care of a painful emotion, and to calm it down.
十六特胜里面的第八个练习呢，是怎么样照顾我们的痛苦的情绪、痛苦的觉受。
Many young people do not know how to handle a strong emotion.
很多年轻人他们不晓得怎么样处理、怎么样照顾自己痛苦的情绪。
And the strong emotion can overwhelm them. They suffer so much.
那些痛苦的情绪强烈到可以把我们淹没，所以他们很受苦。
And they believe that the only way to stop suffering is to go and kill themselves.
强烈到他们以为唯一可以止息这些痛苦的方法就是去自杀。
So there are so many young people committing suicide every day.
所以每天都有很多年轻人自杀。
In France, there are about 30 of them every day.
在法国大概每天有三十位。
In Japan, the number is three times bigger. Nearly 90 people committing suicide every day.
在日本呢，大概是三倍，所以大概是九十位那么多，他们每天有人自杀。
And in Hong Kong, there are young people who jump from a high building down to death.
在香港呢，很多年轻人从高楼上跳下来。
So it's very important that we as parents and school teachers, we learn how to handle a strong emotion and we teach our children and our students to do that.
所以呢，对于做父母的、做老师的很重要，就是他们学习怎么样照顾自己的强烈的情绪，然后把这个方法交给自己的子女，交给学生。
It's very important that when you notice that a strong emotion is coming up, you go back right away to your mindful breathing and breathe deeply.
所以很重要的就是，当你感觉到那个强烈的情绪正在升起的时候，你要快点回到带着觉察的呼吸。
You may lie down, and you put your hand on your stomach and breathe in deeply, breathe out deeply, and focus your whole attention on the rise and fall of your abdomen.
你可以躺下来，去深深的去感觉那个因为呼吸所带来的腹部的上下起伏的动作。
You might like to sit in a lotus position, very stable, and practice belly breathing.
或者呢，你可以用坐着的姿势去感觉那个腹式呼吸。
We should bring our mind from here down to this level.On the Dandian spot and stop all the thinking.
我们要把注意力在那个时候呢，要把注意力从头脑带下来腹部这个部位，或者说丹田，而停下所有的念头。
Breathing in, you become aware that your abdomen is rising, and breathing out, you are aware that your abdomen is falling.
吸气的时候，你感觉肚子正在升起；呼气的时候，感觉肚子沉下去。
And if you focus your attention only on the rise and fall of your abdomen, you'll be able to stop your thinking.
如果你能够全心全意的就关照腹部的起伏的话，你就可以停下思想。
Because the more you think, the stronger.The emotion can become.
因为你越想呢，那个情绪可能会变得越强烈。
So in order to stop the thinking, we should focus our attention only on the rise and fall of the abdomen.
所以为了让你的念头真的可以停下来，那你应该把注意力完全放在腹部的起伏上。
A strong emotion is like a storm.
强烈的情绪好像暴风雨一样。
And when you look at out of the window during the storm, you see that the top of the tree is very vulnerable.
你要是暴风天的时候，你看向窗外呢，你看到那个树枝、树叶的部分，好像是非常脆弱，在暴风雨中。
You have the impression that the tree can be broken and blown away at any time.
你感觉到你看起来那个树好像随时都会被折断，被风吹走。
But when you direct your attention down to the trunk of the tree, you see that there are roots deep in the soil, and you know that the tree is going to stand.
但是你如果把注意力放到树干，那你会看到树干它的根是深深扎在土里面的，所以它会站得很稳固，它不会倒。
And we are also like a tree. This level is the level of the top of the tree. We should not stay here during the storm. We have to go down here and embrace the trunk down here.
所以呢，我们人也一样，就像一棵树，我们的头脑呢，就好像那个枝叶的部分。那我们的身体就是树干，所以在强烈的情绪升起的时候，你要拥抱你的这个树干的部分。
And we should stick to the breathing until the storm is gone.
我们要把自己安住在呼吸上，直到暴风雨过去。
We have to remember this. It's an emotion. It's like a storm. It comes and stay for a while, and finally, it will have to go away.
那我们要记得，就是情绪像暴风雨一样。他来了，他停留一段时间，他会走。
We are much more than an emotion.
我们不只是情绪而已。
And why should we die because of one emotion?
为什么我们都要为了情绪而死呢？
So that awareness is very helpful.It shows us that an emotion is something that can come and stay for some time, and finally, it will have to go away. We don't have to die just because of one emotion.
这样子的觉察是很重要的，就是知道情绪有来有停留的时候，到底它会走，所以我们不需要为了一种情绪就去死。
Practicing deep breathing with the abdomen for 5 or 8 minutes, you might notice that the emotion subside or gone.
你只要深深的用腹式呼吸这样子做个5到8分钟，你就会发现那个情绪的风暴就过去了。
And if you survive an emotion, and you have confidence, you tell yourself that next time, when a strong emotion comes, you will not be afraid. You know what to do in order to stand firm.
如果你能够一次克服这个情绪的话，那下一次你就会有自信。你知道当情绪来的时候，你还是可以稳住的。
But we should not wait until we have a strong emotion in order to learn the practice. We have to train ourselves right now.
但是我们不要等到强烈的情绪来的时候才准备要去应付它。我们应该现在就要开始修。
Now, every time we feel that there is a painful feeling or a painful emotion is coming up,We should go right back to our breath and practice mindful breathing.
所以每次当我们感觉有痛苦的情绪、痛苦的觉受升起的时候呢，我们就要回来关照自己的呼吸，修这个正念的呼吸。
And it's very helpful to practice mindful breathing every day for 10 minutes in order to recognize the feelings, whether they are pleasant or unpleasant.
如果我们每天可以用十分钟的时间来修行正念的呼吸，来感觉自己是处在什么样的情绪，是苦的情绪或者是乐的情绪，就会很有帮助。
You know that we know that the fifth exercise of mindful breathing is about to generate a feeling of joy.
我们知道第五个练习呢是关于怎么样让喜的觉受现起。
And we know that the sixth exercise is about to generate a feeling of happiness.
第六个练习是关于怎么样让安乐快乐的觉受现起。
And we know that the seventh exercise is to become aware of the painful feeling.
第七个练习是觉察到苦的觉受现起。
So every time a painful feeling arises, we should go back to our breathing and recognize it. Hello, my painful feeling, I know you are there. I will take good care of you.
所以每一次当我们有痛苦的感受现起的时候呢，我们要经由正念的呼吸去认出它来，然后跟它打个招呼说，嗨，痛苦的情绪，我知道你在那里，我会照顾你。
Mindfulness is to be there in order to take care.
所谓的正念，这个念呢，指的是说你在当下，所以你能够去觉察。
And mindfulness can be translated as awareness.
这个念呢，可以翻译成觉知或者觉察。
Your mind is back to the present moment in order to be aware of what is going on.
你的心回到当下，所以你会发现，你会觉察现在发生了什么事。
So when there is a painful feeling, your mind is there in the present moment in order to recognize that feeling.
所以当有痛苦的觉受升起的时候，你的心因为在当下，所以你可以去认出有那样一个觉受在那里。
And after having recognized the feeling of the emotion, you, with the energy of mindfulness, you embrace that feeling by the continuation of mindful breathing.
当你用正念的呼吸，你觉察到有那个痛苦的情绪存在的时候，你这个时候可以用正念的力量，你这个过程当中一直保持着觉照，然后你可以去拥抱那个痛苦的觉受。
And the painful emotion may be anger or despair or confusion.
这个痛苦的情绪可能是 愤怒，可能是绝望，可能是困惑。
And when we come to the nine exercise, we learn to recognize any mental formation, not just our anger or our fear.
第九个练习呢，是要去认出所有的情绪，所有的所谓心所或者是心情，不单只是痛苦或者是愤怒。
This is the Chinese of language of the 5th century, the kind of Chinese that was used to translate the agamas.
这些文字呢，它是五世纪时候的的汉文，那是翻译阿含经的时候这样写的。
So this means awareness of the mental formation.
心觉讲的是觉知，觉察到心所或者心形。
In Buddhism, there are about 51 mental formations.
在佛法，我们说有五十一心所，或者五十一心形。
Mental formation and anger. Anger is just one of them.
那愤怒只是这五十一个其中的一个。
So there is a river of mind flowing day and night with many feelings and with many emotions.
所以我们的心呢，就像一条河流一样，日夜川流不息，里面有很多的觉受，有很多的情绪。
So to meditate is also to sit on the bank of the river and observe all.Mental formations that are born and that are staying and that are dying.
所以呢，修行禅修就好像坐在这条河流的旁边，你看什么样的情绪升起了，停留住，然后又消失。
When you practice mindful breathing or mindful walking, you generate the energy of mindfulness, which is also a mental formation.
当我们休息，带着觉察的呼吸，所谓正念的呼吸的时候，我们产生出这种正念的能量。那这个念，它也是其中一个心所。
And it is with that energy that you can recognize one mental formation when it manifests.
所以你用念这个心所这个能量呢，你可以觉察出。现在当下升起的是什么样的觉受，什么样的情绪，什么样的心所
？When there is a jealousy, you say, breathing in, I know jealousy is in me.
所以你呼吸的时候，你吸气的时候，你也许会觉察到啊，吸气我有这个嫉妒的情绪。
And you say, Good morning, my jealousy. I know you are there. I will take good care of you.
那你就对这个情绪说 ，Hi。嫉妒，我知道你在那里，我会好好照顾你。
And that is the job of mindfulness, the first job of mindfulness.
那这个工作是念心所的，它的第一个工作。
To be there and to recognize what is happening.
所以念的工作就是他在当下现前，他知道那个时候发生什么事。
What is happening in your body? What is happening in your feelings?
他知道呢什么？你的身体发生了什么事？你的心里发生了什么事
？And what is happening in your mind？
在心里面发生什么事
？The tenth exercise on mindful breathing is to get in touch with the root, the wholesome.Mental formations that are in us.
那第十个练习呢，是去觉察到，借由观呼吸呢，去觉察到我们心里面有那个善法的种子，善法的根源在心悦。
And you bring gladness, happiness, joy to yourself by touching the positive element within yourself.
那你藉由接触到体会自己那些善法的种子呢，你可以让喜悦让快乐的感觉现前。
There are many good mental formations among the 51.
在这五十一个心所里面，有很多是善心所。
Like maitri, love, like karuna, compassion.
像是慈爱啊，慈悲。
Like joy, like happiness.
像喜悦安乐
，like faith，
像信念忠诚
，like non-violence，
无害不暴力。
Yeah, we have a list of 11 wholesome mental formations.
总共有十一个善心所。
But there are more than 11.
但是其实比十一个还多了。
So the 10 exercise.Is to get in touch with all these good things in us, so that they can have a chance to manifest in us.
所以第十个练习呢，是让我们能接触到、体会到这些善法的种子，让它可以起现行，让它可以显现出来。
When we come to a retreat like this, we have a chance to.To touch these good things in us, so that they can come up.
所以，当我们来到这样子一个禅修营呢，我们有机会接触、体会到自己里面那些美善的东西，让它显现出来。
Every one of us has this mental formation inside of us.
我们每一个人都有念心所。
In the form of a seed, a seed.
它在我们里面呢，是以一个种子的形态存在。
Everyone has the mental formation called samadhi concentration.
那我们每一个人也有定心所。
And they are in us in the form of a seed.
这个定或者是专注呢，也是在我们里面以种子的形态存在。
Every one of us has the seed of wisdom, understanding in us.
我们每一个人里面也有慧、智慧、了悟的种子在里面。
And these are.Three among the good things that are in our consciousness.
那这三个呢，就是善心所里面的。
So during when we come to this retreat, the seat of mindfulness, the seat of concentration, the seat of wisdom, understanding, is water, are water by our practice.And our listening to the Dhamma talks.
所以，当我们来到禅修营当中，我们的正念、专注跟智慧、了悟的种子呢，就会因为我们在这里修，然后我们在这里听开始，他们这些种子会被灌溉。
And when the seed of mindfulness is touched in water, it becomes a mental formation.
念的种子它被灌溉之后呢，它就会起现行，它会展现出来，变成一个善行所。
From a seed, it becomes a manifestation, we call mental formation.
就是种子起现行，然后成为心所。
And when these wonderful seeds manifest.It make them. They make them. They make us happy, joyful.
这些善心所他们展现的时候呢，会使我们喜悦快乐。
It's like in your home in the basement, you store many beautiful things, and if you go down and take them up into the living room, you'll be happy. You have so many beautiful good things hidden in your house.
就好像你们家的地下室里面藏了很多好东西，那你要是把这些好东西呢，从地下室搬到楼上，搬到客厅来了，你看了就很开心。
So we have wonderful seeds like Smriti, Samadhi, Prajna, Maitri, Karuna in us, and we should know how to bring them up.
所以我们里面有很多好的种子，善心所的种子，像念、定、慧、慈悲。所以我们要学习怎么样让这些种子让它生长出来。
When we listen to a Dharma talk, these seeds are water and they come up.
那我们在听开示的时候呢，这些好的种子就被灌溉了，它们就开始要长出来了。
And when they come up, they make us happy.
它们长出来的时候呢，就让我们心悦。
So this exercise proposed by the Buddha is to make the mind happy.Just by touching the good things that are down there in us.
So this is Buddha 教我们的方法，就是借着接触到、体会到我们里面那些善法的种子，把它带出来，那就会让我们感觉喜悦快乐。
In Buddhist psychology, we speak of consciousness in terms of store and mind.
在佛教心理学或者说唯识学里面，我们谈到藏识或者阿赖耶识跟意识。
And all the seeds.Are buried down here.
所有的种子呢，被藏在那个藏室下面。
And your practice is to touch the good one, and help them to come up here.
那你的修行呢，就是去接触到这些善法的种子呢，然后让它显现在上面意识的层面。
Down there, they are seeds. Up here, they are.Mental formation.
在藏室里面，在下面的时候，它是种子；它浮上来的时候，叫做心形。
You have a seed of love, of compassion down there. If you touch and help them coming up, you become happy. You become joyful.
你里面有慈悲的种子，你要是碰触到它呢，让它显现出来，那你会喜悦快乐。
And that is the practice.Given us by the Buddha in the 10th exercise.
这是佛陀在第十个练习里面教我们的。
And you can help the other.
你也可以帮助别人。
The other person has good things in him or in her.
那别人他也有这些好东西，这些善法种子。
You can touch off the good things in him or her and make him or her happy.
你可以去接触到他那个快乐善法的种子，让他变得快乐。
And if the other person is happy, you profit from her his happiness.
如果别人呢他快乐的话，你也会从中受益。
So there is a practice that may be called the practice of flower watering.
所以有一种修行的方法叫做灌溉花朵。
You look into the other person and you see her talent, her virtues, and you remind her of that. And suddenly the seed of talent and virtues in her manifest, she's happy and you profit from her happiness.
就好像你看另外一个人，你看进去他里面，你看到他有才华，他有种种美德的种子。那你去接触到他，然后让他的这些才华跟美德的种子起现行，那会让他快乐，他快乐了，你也快乐。
And this this is called the practice of selective watering.
那这种练习叫做选择性的灌溉。
You should not water the seed of anger, jealousy in him or in her.
所以你不应该呢去灌溉别人的愤怒或者嫉妒的种子。
You should not water the seed of violence and craving in him.
你也不要去灌溉别人的暴力或者是贪欲的种子。
If you water the seed of anger and jealousy, and then that person will be unhappy, and you have to suffer also.
如果你去灌溉了别人的一个愤怒跟嫉妒的种子，那他会不快乐，他不快乐，你也不快乐。
So it is helpful that you come together and sign a kind of treaty of practice.
所以呢，很重要的是你跟你这个相处的人呢，你们在一起，你们签一个和平条约。
And we say to the other person like this, my darling, you know that I have a seed of jealousy and anger in me.
那你对对方说，亲爱的，你知道我有愤怒、有嫉妒的种子在里面。
If you water the seed of anger and jealousy in me, I will suffer, and maybe I will make you suffer.
如果你灌溉了我这些愤怒、嫉妒的种子呢，你会让我痛苦，那你也会因此而受苦。
I know that in you there is also a seed of jealousy and anger, and I promise never to touch them.
那我知道你里面有愤怒、有嫉妒的种子，那我保证，我承诺，我不会去碰你那些种子。
So please make the commitment not to touch the seed of anger and jealousy in me. I will make the same kind of commitment.
所以，请你承诺，你不会来扰动、来碰我这个愤怒、嫉妒的种子。那我们两个都同意这样子做。
Darling, I know that there are seeds, good seeds in me. I am capable of understanding, forgiving, of loving. And if you water these seeds in me, I'll be a happy person. And if I am happy, I will not make you suffer.
那我知道我里面有很多美善的种子，像是体谅、慷慨、慈爱种种。那你要是碰来接触我这些种子，那会让我很喜悦。
And darling, as I look at you, I see that you have many, many good seeds in you, like forgiveness, compassion, joy, dedication. I vow every day I will water these seeds so that you become a happy person. I know that I will profit from your happiness.
那你对对方说，我知道你也有这些美善的种子，像是慈悲、宽容、喜悦、奉献这些种子。我保证我会去接触，我会去接触这些种子，让它升起，让你快乐。
And if we practice the practice of selective watering, the situation will change very quickly in 1 week.
如果我们同意，我们去做这样子的修行的话，一个礼拜之后，很快的情况就会改观。
I remember that day we celebrate Vesak, the anniversary of the birth of the Buddha, and many lay people came from Bordeaux to Plum Village.
我记得我们在庆祝佛诞日或者卫塞节的时候呢，很多居士他们从法国南部一个大城市 Bordeaux 到我们道场来。
Our practice center is about 1 hour of drive from Bordeaux.
我们的道场呢，在离波多这个城市大概开车一个小时的地方。
That morning, I gave a Dharma talk on flower watering.
那天早上呢，我给的开示就是关于灌溉花朵的。
And I saw a lady sitting down there. She cried from the beginning to the end of the talk.
我看到一位女居士呢，她从头哭到尾。
After I finished the talk, I went to her husband.
那开始结束之后呢，我就走向她的先生。
I told him, "Your flower needs some watering."
我告诉这位男众居 说你的花朵需要灌溉了。
Just four words. And then he knew because on the way home after lunch, he was driving, and while driving, he practiced watering the good seeds.
虽然只是几个字呢，但是这位男居士他了解，所以在他开车回去的路上呢，他就修这个选择性的灌溉花朵。
And when they arrived home, the children were very amazed.That she's completely different. She's joyful, happy, just because during the time he drove home, he knew how to water the flower in her.
那他们回到家之后呢，孩子们都非常讶异，妈妈变了一个人，变得这么喜悦，这么快乐。那原因就是在开车回去的路上呢，爸爸他就修这个灌溉花朵。
That person.That gentleman, he has heard the Dharma talk before, but he forgot to practice.
那位男众居士呢，他是听过我这样子的开示，但是他就忘记去修了。
He needs a teacher or a Dharma brother or sister to remind him so that he can practice.
需要有老师啊，或者是有同修啊，提醒他怎么去修。
And the practice, it does not take a lot of time.
像这样子的修行一点都不花时间。
So selective watering is you water only the flower in him or in her. You don't water the garbage.
所以所谓选择性的灌溉呢，就是你只灌溉花朵，你不要去灌溉到垃圾。
And that is the intention of the Buddha when he.Proposed to us the 10 exercises of mindful breathing.
So, this is why the Buddha is teaching us the 10th exercise of mindful breathing.
Every time a good seed is watered, it comes up here as the energy of joy and happiness, and down there, the seed.Grows become more important.
那每一次当这个美善的种子被碰触到，然后它起现情到上面变成喜悦快乐的时候呢，下面这个种子它就变得更强大。
And that is why we should practice so that the good seeds in here have plenty of occasions of chance to manifest up there.
所以我们的修行的方式呢，是要让尽可能多的这些美善的种子，让它有机会到上面来。
And when they come up here, they make you happy, and you try your best to keep them up here as long as possible.
当这些种子，美善的种子，它起现行到上面来，你变得喜悦快乐的时候，你要尽可能的维持它存在那里，让你尽可能的喜悦的更久。
Because the longer they stay up here, the stronger they become as a seed.
因为上面这个喜乐维持的越久呢，下面的种子就变更强大。
And it will be very easy to touch off a strong seed in here and produce the energy of joy and happiness up there.
当下面的种子它是更强大的话，它就很容易被碰触到，很容易被引发，再升起喜悦。
If you touch the seed of anger,The seed of anger will come up here, and if the person does not know how to practice, the mental formation anger will stay here for a long time, and during that time, the seed of anger is growing stronger and stronger.
如果你碰到那个藏式里面那个愤怒的种子的话，它也会起现行。而当你不晓得怎么样修习这个用念来关照的话。它就维在表层意识，它维持得很久，那下面的种子也会变得强大。
And that is why the practice of watering the good seeds and refraining from watering the bad seeds can be described as the practice of transformation of the base.
那我们这种啊，只灌溉善法种子，不要去灌溉恶法的种子呢？这个是一种转化的基础，或者是说从基础来做个人的转化，这个叫转移。
This is the base. This is star consciousness.
那一讲的是那个藏识，讲的是那个基础。
You don't transform things up here. You transform down there.
当你转化的时候，你不是转化那个表面上的意思，你是转化你的藏识。
And down there, there are seeds, and they are the foundation of everything.
那在藏识里面，它有那些种子，那些种子是一切的基础。
I'm doing this mindfully and joyfully.
我擦黑板擦得很有关照，很喜悦。
The elephant exercise proposed by the Buddha is to practice concentration.
第十一个练习是修专注或是定。
Because there are many kind of concentration practice that can bring about transformation, healing, liberation.
那因为有很多定的修习呢，可以为我们带来转化，带来解脱。
After tomorrow, we shall speak about these two exercises.
明后天呢，我们才要来讲这个第十一个心定跟十二个心解脱。
When communication between us and the other person has become difficult,
当我们和别人的关系变得困难的时候，
we should know how to practice in order to restore communication.
我们应该要靠修行来恢复我们之间的沟通。
It may be father and son cannot talk.And communicate with each other.
可能是父子之间都不说话，不沟通了。
It may be mother and daughter cannot communicate.
可能是母女之间不讲话了。
It may be husband and wife cannot look at each other.
可能是夫妻之间彼此都不愿意看对方了。
There must be a way in order to help getting out of that situation.
但是一定有方法能够帮我们处理这些困境。
One time there is a journalist coming from Paris to interview the nuns in Flemish for the magazine Elle.
有一次呢，从巴黎呢，有一位记者来访问我们女众的法师，那个杂志大家都知道 Elle。
Elle is a very famous magazine for ladies.
对 ，Elle 是一个那个很有名的女性妇女杂志。
And the abbess of the temple advised that journalist to stay for a week in order to try the practice if she wants to write a good article on the practice of mindfulness.
那我们那位女众的住持呢，她就建议那位女记者，她来跟我们一起修一个礼拜，这样子她才能够写出一篇好文章来。
So I happened to visit the nunnery during that time, and she wanted to interview me.
那刚好那个时候我也在我们那个女众道场里面，那个记者她就想访问我。
I thought that I should offer something concrete and not just theory and doctrine.
那我跟他说，我应该要提供一些具体的东西，而不是一些理论、一些教义。
So I propose an exercise of mindfulness.
所以我就建议来做一个正念的修行。
I propose something like this, dear Madam, tonight after dinner.When your husband went into the village living room and turn on television, you might like to join him.
那我就建议他说，亲爱的女士，今天晚上呢，晚饭之后，你先生进来客厅啊，打开电视的时候，我建议你可以去加入他。
You come to the living room and you sit down and you practice mindful breathing for a few minutes to calm yourself down.
你到客厅里面去的时候呢，那你就修这个观呼吸，让你自己平静下来。
And you try to say in a gentle way.
那你是
yeah.
你试着用一种温和温柔的方式跟他说话。
Darling, could you turn off the television? I have something to ask, to discuss with you.
那你就跟他说啊，亲爱的，你可不可以把电视关掉？我有些话要对你说。
He may not like to turn off the TV, and he thought that he is going to have a fight with you.
那他可能不愿意关电视呢，那他想就是可能会跟你吵起来。
But he has to turn off the TV anyway.
但是不管怎么样，你们是谈还是吵，反正电视总是要关掉。
And he look at you and ready to fight.
然后这个时候他就看着你啊，准备要跟你大吵一架。
And then lovingly you say, darling.I want to ask your opinion.
然后你就跟他说啊，亲爱的，我想知道你的看法。
Maybe you have the insight to help me to understand.
也许你会有一些智慧能够帮助我。
Are we a happy couple?
我们是快乐的一对吗？
It seems that we have everything. You have a good job, a good salary. I also.
我们应该是快乐的啊，我们有很好的工作，收入不错。
We have money in the bank account. Each of us has a car. We have everything. Why we are not a happy couple?
我们存款很多啊，我们两个人也都有自己的车，为什么我们还不能做一对快乐的夫妻？
Shall we take this time to look deeply into the matter and find out why?
我们可不可以现在静下来看一看这个事情，然后找到原因？
So you can transform that moment into a session of Dharma sharing, Dharma discussion.
就是你可以把那个时刻就变成一个佛法分享的时间。
In the beginning of a relationship, things are so beautiful, and you believe that without him, you cannot survive.
感一段感情开始的时候总是那么美好，你会以为要是没有他，你就活不下去。
And now you might think that how can I continue to live with him like that for all my life?
那你现在变成想说，天哪，我怎么可能跟这个人活一辈子？
In the beginning, it's a real joy to look at each other.
一开始的时候，哦，看着对方是多么喜悦的事。
Now when we look at each other, we don't feel that joy anymore.
那现在我们在看着对方，那个喜悦已经一点都没有。
In fact, when we look at each other, we suffer more.
看着对方的时候，受苦更厉害。
And secretly, we agree to do one thing, not looking at each other's, but looking at the television.
所以呢，偷偷的，我们好像就有个协议。 我们就不要看彼此，就两人都看电视吧。
And if both of us look at television, we will suffer less.
我们两个人都看电视的话，我们两个都会少受点苦。
There is a French writer. His name is Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. He is the author of the little book, very famous, Le Petit Prince.
有一个法国作家呢, 圣, 应该是圣德修伯里, 啊, 是, 就是小王子的作者。
And he said somewhere that to love each other is to not to look, to sit there and look at each other, but to look in the same direction.
那他在一本书里面提到，就是说， 爱彼此相爱呢, 不是彼此相看, 而是往同一个方向看。
Hopefully, it's not the direction of the television. According to the Buddha, it is possible to transform the garbage back into the flower.
根据佛陀教的教法呢, 是有可能把垃圾变成花朵的。
In the beginning, your love is as beautiful as a flower, but because you did not know how to feed, to handle it, it has turned into a piece of garbage.
一开始你的爱人呢，他是一朵新鲜的花，那但是你不晓得怎么样照顾它，慢慢它就变垃圾了。But
if you know the Dharma, you do like an organic gardener. You'll be able to transform the garbage back into flower.
你要是知道怎么样修行佛法的话，那你会像是一个有机耕作者，你会知道怎么把垃圾变成堆肥，让它开花。
And the teaching of the Buddha brings a lot of hope.
所以佛法教给我们很多希望。
The five mindfulness trainings. Is the path of true happiness and true love.
我们的五戒，我们叫五项正念修行呢，是一条通往喜乐的道路。
And the fourth mindfulness training is about the practice of deep listening and loving speech, aiming at restoring communication.
其中的第四项呢，爱语和慈悲的聆听，它的 作用就是在恢复和解，在恢复沟通。The
Buddha is very clear.
佛陀关于这点是很清楚的。He
said that in the beginning you have to look deeply into your own suffering.
佛陀说呢，一开始我们要深深地看进自己的痛苦。Of
course, the other person has been somehow responsible to your suffering, but you are mainly responsible for your own suffering.
虽然呢，别人对方他可能对你这个痛苦，他也有一点责任，但是你自己应该负起这个痛苦的责任。You
did not know how to handle your own suffering.
你不知道怎么样照顾处理自己的痛苦。You
have been trying to run away from your own suffering.
你已经总是尝试逃离这个痛苦。
You do not understand the nature and the roots of your suffering.
你并不了解你自己受苦痛苦的本质或者是根源。
And if you go back to yourself with mindful breathing, you'll be able to get in touch with the suffering inside of you and listening to it and begin to understand.
如果你关照呼吸，然后回到自己。
Usually we blame our suffering on the other person.
通常我们把自己的受苦归咎于别人。
And we believe that if we get a divorce and then with a new person, the situation will be entirely different.
我们相信说，假如我跟这个人离婚，我再找一个新的。 伴侣的话，情况就会好。
But with the block of suffering in you intact, you will make the other person, the new person, suffer also, like you have made that person suffer.
当你里面那个痛苦的硬块没有被照顾到的话，那你带着这份痛苦的硬块，你会让这个新任的他也受苦，就好像你的前任跟你在一起受苦一样。
When you look deeply into your suffering and to his or her suffering, you see that you are co-responsible.
那当你能够看进去的话，你会发现你们两个人就是对彼此的痛苦都是有责任的。
You have a lot of suffering inside, and you do not know how to handle and transform.
你自己里面有很多痛苦，那你不晓得怎么样照顾它、处理它，不晓得怎么去转化它。
And the other person has a lot of suffering in him or her also, but that person does not know how to handle the suffering either.
那对方也一样，他里面也有那个痛苦的硬块，他也同样不知道怎么样去照顾它。
And both of you, no one needs punishment.
那你们两个其实你们都不需要受到惩罚。
Both of you need help.
你们两个都需要帮助。
You should help yourself, and you should help the other person.
你应该先帮助自己，然后同时去帮助别人。
And that kind of awareness that both are victims of suffering can already be very helpful.
这样子的一份觉察呢，就是觉察到我们彼此都是痛苦的受害者，这份觉察就很有帮助了。
After a week of practice to listen to your own suffering, you might like to go to the other person and help him or help her understand the suffering in him or in her.
当你自己练习了一个礼拜，你这个礼拜你修怎么样去聆听自己的痛苦之后呢，你可能就有能力去帮助他去了解他自己的痛苦了。
When you spend time to look deeply into that the other person, you see that he or she has a lot of suffering, and he does not know how to handle the suffering.That is why he has suffered so much, and he has also made people around him suffer, including his parents and yourself.
那当你深深地看进他心里面，你会发现他有那些痛苦在，因为他不晓得怎么照顾、处理他的痛苦，所以让他让自己受苦，他也让他身边的人受苦，包括他的父母，甚至包括你。
So far, no one has been able to help him.
到目前为止都还没有任何人可以去帮助他。
You may be the person that can help him.
那你可能就是那个可以帮助他的人。
And with that kind of understanding, you are not angry anymore, and you are in a position to help.
带着这份了解呢，这份觉察，你可能就对他就不再生气了，而且你可能就愿意就可以帮助他了。
You go to him and you say,My husband, my father, my wife, my son, I know that you have suffered so much in the last many years.
你可以走向他，他可能是你的丈夫，是你的父母，是你的子女。你可以走向他，跟他说，亲爱的，我知道过去这些年你受苦很多。
I was not able to help you to suffer less.
我过去我没有办法帮助你，让你减少你的痛苦。
In fact, I have reacted angrily, unskillfully, and I have made the situation worse for you.
而事实上，因为我的愤怒的反应，或者是我的我不善巧的反应，我使你还受苦的更多了。
It's not my intention.To make you suffer.
我不是有意要害你受苦。
That's because I did not realize that there's a lot of suffering and difficulties in you.
而是因为我不了解有很多的痛苦，有很多的伤痛在你心里。
I need your help if you can tell me of your difficulties and your suffering, I will understand and I will not continue to make mistakes like I have made before.
我需要你的帮助，请你让我知道你的困难，你的痛苦，好让我以后不会再像以前那样的反应，不会再让你受苦。
That way of talking, the Buddha described it as a loving speech, right speech.
这样子的说话方式呢，佛陀把它叫做爱语或者是正语。
And it is the object of practice of the fourth mindfulness training.
那这个就是五相正念修习里面的第四项或者五戒里面的第四戒。
In the beginning, you are not able to talk in that kind of language, which is loving and gentle, because so you are so angry at him or her.
一开始你可能不习惯用这种这么温柔、这么充满慈爱的语言，因为你对他很生气。
But after you have looked at him deeply, you see that he is not able to handle his suffering.Is a victim of his suffering, and he needs help and not punishment. And then compassion is born in your heart, and suddenly your voice becomes gentle.
但是当你能够看深深的看进他里面，知道他，因为他没有办法处理他的痛苦，他其实是他的苦的受害者的话，那你这个时候你就会把你声调就会降低了，你就愿意用这种爱语，用这种。温和的语言去跟他说话了。
It is possible to write a letter and to write him or her a letter and say exactly what we want to do.
你也可以写一封信给他，就是清楚的告诉他我们可以怎么做。
And if you are able to say that, he will be able to.Open his heart and tell you about his suffering and his difficulties.
如果你能够写这样子的一封信呢，那他会能够打开他的心房。
So far, no one has been able to listen to him, and you may be the first one who can listen to his suffering and difficulties.
到现在为止呢，可能从来没有人好好的听他说话。那这次你可能是第一个能够让他打开心房跟你倾诉他的痛苦。
And that is the practice described by Buddha as compassionate listening.
这样子的修行呢，佛陀把它叫做慈悲的聆听。
Compassionate listening is to listen in such a way that can help the other person suffer less.
所谓慈悲的聆听呢，就是一种听的方式，这种方式能够让对方少受苦。
Avalokita is a person that is famous for that practice. She can listen with compassion and help the other person to suffer less.
观世音菩萨就是很善于修行慈悲的聆听的，因为她的聆听，所以她可以让众生减少受苦。
The role of a psychotherapist is to listen to the suffering of their client.
那心理治疗师的工作也是同样的性质。
But if the psychotherapist is full of suffering, he cannot listen with compassion like a bodhisattva.
但是如果作为心理治疗或心理咨商师，他没有办法照顾他自己里面的痛苦的话，他不会有能力像观世音菩萨去聆听别人的痛苦。
So in order to be a good therapist, you have to learn how to listen and understand your own suffering before you can listen with compassion to the other person.
所以你要成为一个好的心理治疗师，你要能够去聆听别人的话，你自己先要能够聆听自己的痛苦，了解自己的痛苦。
And we Buddhist practitioners, before we can help the other person to suffer less, we have to listen and understand our own suffering first.
同样的，作为一个佛法的修行人呢，我们要能够去帮助别人减轻他们的痛苦，我们必须要先能够聆听自己的痛苦，了解自己的痛苦。
Our experience is that 5 days of practice may be enough to water the seed of compassion understanding in us.
我们的经验是呢，五天的禅修的时间，它可以就能够灌溉到我们的那个慈悲的种子。
And if the seed of understanding and compassion in us is strong enough, we'll be able to practice loving speech and compassionate listening.
就是五天的禅修已经可以帮助我们灌溉到自己慈悲跟了解的种子。那这样子，我们就会有能力可以修这个爱语跟慈悲的聆听。
During the time of practice, we have to continue the practice of mindful breathing in order to maintain our compassion alive.
在整个修行的过程当中呢，我们必须要持续的能够关照呼吸，就是正念的呼吸，好让我们可以维持这份慈悲。
You remind yourself that you listen like this. Listening like this, you have only one purpose.
你提醒自己说，好，我现在去听它，我听就只有一个目的。
That is to give the other person a chance to suffer less.
这个目的就是给对方一个机会，让他能够减少受苦。
That mindfulness is very important, because if you don't keep that alive in you, and then what the other person say may touch off the seed of irritation and anger in you.
那所以正念的关照或者说带着觉察呢，这个是始终都很重要，不然在你听的时候，你要是听到他讲什么愤怒不公平的话，那你自己里面会受到刺激，你就会不耐烦，就会激怒你。
When the seed of irritation and anger come up, you lose your capacity of listening with compassion.
当你那个愤怒或者是不耐烦的种子被碰到的话，它起现行到上面的话，那你就会失去那个慈悲聆听的能力。
So during the time you listen, please allow that awareness of compassion to stay here during the whole time of listening.
所以在你聆听的时候，你要让那个慈悲的聆听的能力，它也是一个种子起来的，你要让那个能力可以维持。
I listen like this with only one purpose, to allow him or her a chance to speak out and to suffer less.
我聆听唯一的目的就是要让他把他的话都倾诉出来，让他可以少受苦。
And if you remember that, the seed of anger and irritation will not be touched off.
如果我们记得这一点呢，那个愤怒跟不耐烦的种子在阿赖耶识的，它就不会被碰到。
Because the other person's speech might be full of bitterness and anger.
因为对方他讲的话呢，里面可能充满愤怒，充满委屈，或者是尖酸刻薄。
There may be a lot of accusations, blaming, and wrong perceptions.
里面可能有很多的控诉啊，责备，一些误解。
And you have the tendency to stop him in order to correct him.
那你有那个倾向想要打断他，去纠正他。
But if you stop him and correct him, you transform the session of listening into a debate.
那但是你去打断他的话，那这个聆听的这个时段就会变成争论了。
So in order to succeed, you have to maintain compassion alive in you.
所以你要成功的能够听呢，你要把这份慈悲一直维持着。
You say that you tell yourself that he's full of wrong perceptions.But I'm not going to interrupt him now.
你告诉自己说，他虽然有很多误解，有很多错误的认知，但是我不急着现在打断他。
Later on, in 3 or 4 days, I will have a chance to give him some information that can help him correct his perception, but not now.
之后呢，接下来可能3天4天之后，我会有很多机会给他正确的讯息，
And if you remember that compassion is kept alive in you, and you are protected by compassion, the seat of irritation and anger will not be touched off, and you are safe.
如果你能够保持这份觉知，让这一份觉知一直保持在那里，它会能够保护你，让你那个愤怒不耐烦的种子不会现行出来。
And 1 hour of compassionate listening can help the other person suffer much less.
你能够听他一个小时呢，就可以让他减轻很多痛苦。
In the last 40 years, we have offered so many retreats of mindfulness in many countries in Europe, America, and so on.
过去40年来，我们在欧美，在很多的国家都办这样子的正念观照的禅修。
A retreat of mindfulness can last 5, 6, 7 days.
这样子的禅修可能有5天、6天或者7天。
Usually on the 5th day, the situation is good enough for people to apply the practice of deep listening and loving speech in order to help reconcile with the other person.
那假如情况好的话，到第五天呢，他们应该就有能力能够去实践这个爱语跟深度的聆听了。
In the first 4 days, every day you listen to a Dharma talk that can help water the seed of understanding and compassion in you.
前4天呢，一直听 佛法的开示，那会能够灌溉你里面那个慈悲跟了解的种子。
In the first 4 days, you have learned in order to slow down and calm your emotions and your feelings.
前4天的练习呢，可以帮助我们平息， 让自己的情绪调伏下来。
In the first 4 days, you have looked deeply to see that you have a lot of suffering in you, but the other person also, he or she has a lot of suffering in him or her also.
前4天的休息呢，可以帮助你看到你自己有很多的痛苦， 那你也会看到， 别人， 对方他也有那个痛苦的硬块在。
And the other person does not need punishment. That person needs help. And you may be the person that can help him or her.
那你会了解到呢，对方他在受苦，他并不需要被处罚，而是应该被了解，而你就可能是那个可以了解他的人，可以帮助他的人。
So in the during the Dharma talk on the 5th day, we always say that, ladies and gentlemen, you have until midnight today in order to practice, to apply the practice of deep listening, compassionate listening, in order to restore communication with the other person.
佛法开示的时候呢，我就会告诉他们说：“各位，你们现在应该有能力去练习这个爱语和慈悲的聆听了。”
If the other person is in the retreat, that is very good, because that person has been exposed to the good watering of the seeds in him or her.
如果那个人你 过去没有办法跟他好好沟通的人，如果他在这个禅修营当中，因为他也学到同样的教法，那你们就可以一起来修这样的爱语跟聆听。You
have until midnight tonight in order to practice, and if the other person is not in the retreat, you are allowed to use your portable telephone.
那到今天晚上 12点之前呢， 如果你需要恢复沟通，需要和解的这个人，他不在道场里面的话，你可以，我们允许你用手机打出去跟他讲话。And
the miracle of reconciliation always happen in our retreats.
在我们的禅修营当中呢，这种达成和解的奇迹啊，就是总是不断的发生。I
remember that retreat in northern Germany. The next day, 4 German gentleman came to me and reported that last night they had used the telephone and talked to their father. And all of them, four of them, were able to reconcile with their father.
我记得在德国北部的禅修呢，就是第二天四位男众居士他们来跟我报告说，前天晚上他们打电话跟他们的父亲说话，他们都就是重新恢复了跟父亲和好的关系。
And they said that in the beginning of the retreat, they could not believe that they can talk to their father in that gentle way because they were so angry at their father.
他们都说呢，在第一天禅修开始的时候，他们根本不相信自己会能够用那样的温和的方式跟自己的父亲讲话，因为对他们实在太生气了。
And they said that it was a big surprise for them, because when last night when they called their father, they found out that they were able to speak gently like that.
所以他们就很惊喜。 昨天晚上打电话给自己父亲的时候，竟然自己能够用那样的温和的语气说话。
And please know that the majority of the people in Europe and America who came to our retreats, they are from Jewish background or Christian background. They are not practicing Buddhist like us here in Asian countries.
各位请注意，就是在欧洲国家呢，大多数的禅修者，他们来禅修，他们可能是犹太教或基督教的背景，都不是佛教徒，不像我们在亚洲国家。And
if 5 days of practice allow them to restore communication and reconcile, we have to believe that we can do the same.
如果他们在五天当中，他们就能够跟亲人恢复沟通跟和解，那我们一定也做得到。So
let us not allow the situation to continue like that. We have to change the situation right away with the practice recommended by the Buddha.
所以我们不应该让我们的跟亲人相处的这个关系继续持续的恶化，就是放着不管。我们必须要能用佛法，现在就能够去恢复和解跟沟通。Our
conviction is born from the fact that many couples, after 5 days of practice, are able to restore communication and to reconcile with each other.
我们有这样的强烈的信心呢，因为我们看到很多的夫妻配偶他们来我们禅修，五天之后他们就能够恢复沟通和解。Tomorrow
we shall have a session of questions and answers.
明天开始的时间我们会有问答。And
we have an opportunity to ask questions concerning the last two Dhamma talks.
我有机会给大家问一些问题，就是关于我们这两天的开始。